At 6:06, it is fair, 31 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 46 today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The IMSA Board of Trustees gather in Stroud to discuss a critical state audit. Board Chair Lillian Perryman says some things could have been handled differently, but nothing illegal was done. She says steps are now being taken to correct the problems.
Some things and issues, maybe best judgment was not done in all cases, but we will be addressing those. We will be making recommendations for committee structures and more oversight by the Board of Trustees.
The audit was critical of spending by the ambulance service. It also criticized IMSA President Steve Williamson for extravagance. Williamson apologized to the board yesterday. Sequestration may have an impact on Tulsa's education outlets. The Tulsa Public Schools waiting for information on the federal budget cuts that could come as soon as tomorrow. TPS financial officer Trish Williams says an estimated loss could be just under $1.8 million for the next budget year.
The biggest areas of loss would be in Title I and IDEA, which serves our special ed students. These are programs that directly impact services to students.
Williams says Tulsa's high proportion of free and reduced student meals could also be impacted. Wonder Bread will be one step closer today to getting a new owner. Flowers Foods is expected to be the only bidder for several bread brands from Hostess. Tulsa's Wonder Bread plant closed just before Christmas when striking workers and management could not come to terms. The sale must be approved by a bankruptcy judge. On State Capitol Watch this morning, young professionals from Tulsa are recognized with a day at the State Capitol. They use the opportunity to lobby for some priorities on their agenda. Catherine Roberts reports from the Capitol this morning.
A bill to allow Oklahoma breweries to offer free samples of beer is on the top of the Typros legislative agenda. Eric Marshall of Tulsa's Marshall Brewing accompanied Typros on the lobbying trip.
For us, it's more of an education tool. It helps to build the culture of craft brewing, which is growing all over the country, but growing immensely in Oklahoma.
Also on the Typros agenda are some changes to the Oklahoma Quality Events Incentive Act and an Oklahoma Complete Streets Act. In the state capitol, I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A West Tulsa man is in jail after allegedly using a stun gun on a 5-year-old boy he was babysitting. 24-year-old Philip Hudson Jr. is suspected of leaving burns on the youngster from the gun. The kid may have been hit as many as 20 times. The boy complained to a teacher about his burns, and she notified authorities. A shopping center along historic Route 66, once the jewel of West Tulsa, is auctioned to the highest bidder. Crystal City, built as an amusement park back in the 1920s, now sits virtually empty. It is sold at auction yesterday. Only a few businesses remain. Rich Leibel owns Good Guys Gun and Pawn.
We're on Old Route 66. There's a whole lot of traffic here. It's a historic highway, and this is a historic part of Tulsa. You know, just like other parts of town have had a bit of a resurgence, I don't see why West Tulsa couldn't be that way.
Leibel says he hopes the new owners do a better job of taking care of things than the old owners. He believes the area is ripe for revitalization. Our weather forecast, breezy and mild today with lots of sunshine and a high of 46. Tonight, partly clear and cold, 26 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, a cool day and a high of 42. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 31. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.